Snowdon in Victoria.
Snowdon in Victoria. That was the year that I learned that it's not only unseemly to gloat, the gods will get you. I was living in Calgary, and we'd had a bad winter the previous winter, and I was coming home to house sit for my mum and dad. They were away in New Zealand. I invited Linda down to join me, and our idea was that we would idle around Victoria and get a bit of writing done, and I would get away from the snow, which I told anyone who would listen to me for about a month beforehand. And I got the airport bus into the centre of town, and I was standing waiting for the bus out to my parents' place, and I saw this white thing go by. And I saw another white thing go by, and I thought, no. But by the time I got up to where my mum and dad's house was, there were definitely white things going by. Next morning, it was about 6 inches on the ground, and it was still coming down. And by the time Linda got there, by four-ish, I think we had about a foot. And the next morning, we had a meter and a quarter in Victoria, where it doesn't snow. They'd sold all the snowplows to Edmonton, and the city came to a grinding halt with even the emergency services and the government unable to implement its plan. And the local radio station took over the organizing, and they acted as a nerve center, hooking people who were snowed in up with people who could come and dig them out.
Yes, it was quite bad. We spent the first while shoveling snow off the balcony,
afraid that either the balconies would collapse or all that snow would melt all of a sudden and the house would flood.
And we put it in the bathtub to melt it.
We did, yes.
There was no place else to put it.
Yes, because the problem was that to throw it off the edge of the balcony, we actually had to get to the edge of the balcony. And with a meter and a half of snow, you weren't moving through it very easily.
No, we had to sort of eat our way out.
We had to eat our way out.
I remember that. You were worried that it was going to crash down because of the weight. It wasn't designed for that kind of weight because it was wet snow.
It was.
But it weren't going away real soon. I remember walking to the corner store. It was really difficult trying to walk and talk at the same time, and it was up over the boots and very wet and yucky.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get food. So we went back, and we sat and plotted what became Throne Price, but actually at that time, probably most of the next two novels and pieces of the backstory as well.
Yeah.
Because we had the whole thing sort of out, and we were going, well, you know, we knew this happened here, and that happened here, and this could connect to that. But at that time, we were trying to stick it all in one book.
Did we actually try and start with Arian's boyhood?
I don't think we went back quite that far. But we were discussing the whole thing from beginning to end as we had it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the three parts that we dealt with most heavily was what's now Throne Price, Far Arena, and Adam's Oath. We were trying to do it all as one book, and I remember I still got on my PC sections that were called Chapter 42.
Yes.
Which are actually, I don't know why 42 hung around for a while, but that I think 42 in the original vision was actually one of the climax chapters in what's now Far Arena.
Yes, I've still got 41, 42, and 43 on my hard drive.
And we cannibalize from them.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the material, when publisher asked us, you know, how much of this we had written, we could quite honestly say, you know, we had it all written two or three times.
Yes. Of course, by the time we'd finished rewriting and having even better ideas and working them in,
we're never quite sure how many books we've got in this series.
No.
Which is why when I say that maybe when I get all 10 done and I'll be able to retire and not be troubled by it too much anymore, you usually point out that I keep coming up with new novels.
Yes. Plus, we've taken getting on 25 years to get the first one into print.
Yes, so, you know, given that and the fact that we're already in our 40s, we're probably, the world is safe from a 20-volume set. Unless people gang up on us.
Yes.
And start taking pieces away. As you were saying, it's the joy of being published is you can't go back and change it again. Throne Price is now done.
Yes.
And we have to abide by whatever it says in there.
Mm-hmm.
Which my husband's very happy about because he has read quite a bit of it, and then he would plaintively tell me now and then, but this happened. happened. It didn't happen.